Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Voters in 14 states, including Massachusetts and one U.S. territory, go to the polls for the presidential primaries tomorrow, Super Tuesday. In the highly contested Democratic primary, a massive haul of delegates is up for grabs. 1,357 of the required 1,991 needed to clinch the nomination. Before the break, we heard from Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren herself on her final push. And on behalf of former Vice President Joe Biden, we heard from the former Secretary of State, John Kerry. Listening in to both of those conversations was WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, and he joins us now. Hey there, Anthony.
Hey, Tiziana.
So what stood out to you?
Well, a couple of things. I thought Bob Oakes did a good job with Elizabeth Warren asking some key questions. You know, chief among them, can she win anywhere tomorrow? That said, you know, we heard her make the point that she's raised close to $30 million in February. Only Bernie Sanders has raised more than that. So she wants to push on. And with that kind of bankroll, she can do that. Can she push all the way to the convention, though, in Milwaukee? I mean, that's not clear to me. But look, if your account is flush with cash and you've got more than a million folks who have donated and the race is being shaken up almost hourly, right? I mean, Steyer's out, Buttigieg is out, Klobuchar is out.
Bam, bam,
bam. Bam, bam, bam. It's a different race all of a sudden just in the last few hours.
But to be clear, Anthony, you're not saying that you think there are any states she's going to carry tomorrow.
No, I don't think, she couldn't answer that question. That's my point. She couldn't answer that question that Bob asked her. I don't think there are any states that she can carry tomorrow, including Massachusetts, which looks doubtful. I'm not saying she can't carry Massachusetts. I'm saying it's not certain.
And I interrupted you in my curiosity before you got to the John Kerry part. So let me let you do that.
No, that was it. That was sort of what stood out to me. I mean, I was just really struck by this is a difficult question for Warren to answer. On the other hand, she has the means to carry on at least for a while longer. And so that's what she's going to do.
OK, as you noted, rapid fire changes. Amy Klobuchar out today. Pete Buttigieg dropped out last night. Tom Steyer earlier than Buttigieg. Biden took South Carolina, and Bernie Sanders was here in Massachusetts twice, and that's Warren's home state. So let's start with Sanders. How is he looking in your mind going into tomorrow?
Well, he's looking very strong. I mean, particularly in the biggest prizes of the day, Texas and California. We can talk about California. There was a new Suffolk University USA Today poll that shows that Sanders could capture the lion's share of the convention delegates out of California. He was like at something like 35% among likely Democratic primary voters, well ahead of Mike Bloomberg. Biden was at 14. Warren was at 12%. So he's going to do very, very well. Biden will probably do well, particularly across those states in the South where the African-American vote will feature in a big way.
So, Anthony, a few times on our show in the last few months, you've raised concerns by Sanders or Sanders supporters that the Democratic establishment is working against him, essentially. Do you think that Democratic establishment would allow Sanders to clinch the nomination?
Well, I mean, it depends what you mean by the Democratic establishment. I mean, as we heard John Kerry say, there are rules that will decide who the nominee is. And if we get to the convention and nobody has a majority of delegates, then it's going to be a brokered convention. And Sanders might have a tough job consolidating a majority of delegates around him. Now, his backers, you know, want to claim that if he's got a plurality of delegates, he should get the nomination. But I think Kerry is correct. Under the rules, which Sanders had a hand in writing, the nomination goes to the candidate with a majority of delegates. And if there is a brokered convention, there's no guarantee that that will be Sanders.
Okay, so it seems like we've got these lanes settling, Sanders dominating the progressive lane. Biden seems to be staking a claim to the moderate lane, you know, endorsed by now CNN is saying both Klobuchar and Buttigieg later today.
Right.
Okay, but there's this guy, Michael Bloomberg, out there.
This guy, Michael Bloomberg.
So let's talk about him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's interesting because he's still in the race, obviously, and his rationale...
He's sort of not yet in the race, right?
Yeah, right. It's starting officially with Super Tuesday. But his rationale for getting in the race was to offer a moderate alternative because it appeared that Biden was going down. But Biden demonstrated that he's alive and well after South Carolina. He's picked up a bunch of endorsements, as you just mentioned, especially with Buttigieg and Klobuchar out. So, you know, now the main person standing in his way is Bloomberg. So I guess my question about that is, what will be the effect, and we'll find out tomorrow, of all of these millions that he's spent on these Super Tuesday states? And an interesting case study about this is Tom Steyer. You know, he tried to buy victory in South Carolina. He spent close to $200 million just on advertising across the country. He barely registered in South Carolina. So maybe money isn't everything. Maybe Bloomberg will learn the same thing tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see.
All right. We mentioned at the top of the hour that, in fact, as polls roll in tomorrow night, Elizabeth Warren won't be here in Massachusetts. She'll be in Detroit. You're going to be with her. I know you're going to join us from Detroit Live tomorrow. What does it mean that she's going to be in Michigan on the night of Super Tuesday?
Right. Well, I mean, look at it this way. Bernie Sanders is going to be in Vermont tomorrow. That's his home state. He's going to be celebrating not only a win in his home state, he'll probably be celebrating at least a couple of other wins across the country. And you heard Bob Oakes pressing Warren, you know, where can she win tomorrow? So rather than have an evening in a state where you lose, she's spending the evening in an important state, Michigan, that votes next week. And so I think that's the answer. I mean, she doesn't want to be standing in a state that she loses. And she needs to look ahead and keep pressing this point that this race continues. Roger Lauer, campaign director, makes the point that she can continue to pick up delegates after Super Tuesday, and that's what she intends to do. But again, the way this race is unfolding and changing and evolving by the hour, who knows what we're going to be talking about 24 hours, or let's say 36 hours from now.
All right. So in all fairness, you did just talk about looking ahead. We've mostly talked about tomorrow. I know it's really unpredictable, but is there anything you're going to be looking for on Wednesday, the day after?
Well, I mean, I guess the day after and the days after, you know, after being given up for dead, Biden came back in South Carolina, but that's just one win. So my big question going forward is, can he build on that and really become a credible moderate alternative to Sanders? That's a huge question. We've also been talking a lot about Elizabeth Warren. You know, can she really pursue this path all the way to the convention, picking up delegates without actually winning? That's another huge question. So those are a couple of themes I'll be watching.
Well, we look forward to watching it with you. That's WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Thanks, Anthony.
My pleasure.